The attacker came into the supermarket, killed immediately three victims, and then held hostage several others for several hours. He had a phone conversation with several media, so his motivations were sort of explained, in which he says that he was avenging Muslims all over the world. It was actually a mixture of avenging Muslims, you have to leave us alone, there will be many others who will come. He also said that the reason why he did it is that the French did not save the people in Syria. It was sort of a mixture of unclear things, and he was then the police made an assault a few hours later and killed him. He had in the meantime he had unfortunately the time to kill another victim who tried to grab a gun, which didn't work, and he killed him.
Is this believed directly related to it being a kosher grocery store?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The motivations are clearly anti-Semitic. The police have really clearly stated it. It is really in the context of a succession of events and in the context of a growing jihadi threat against Jews here in France. The president has immediately, President Hollande has immediately spoken out and said very, very clearly that this is an anti-Semitic attack directed against the Jewish community. There's no single doubt about it.
How bad is the state of anti-Semitism in France?
The situation is very difficult, and the reality is, to most people in the Jewish community, what just happened is not really a surprise. It is sort of another attack of a series of attacks that happened over the past years. You might remember that only 2.5 years ago, the terrorist Mohamed Merah killed Jewish school children in the southern city of France in Toulouse. We've had an increase of anti-Semitic acts of about 90% last year. The anti-Semitic acts that are violent are also becoming more and more increasing. We had, in terms of violent anti-Semitic acts, we had an increase of 124%. So it's really in the context of a larger situation that is extremely dangerous for the Jewish community and very, very worrying.
Are more French Jews leaving France because of their treatment there?
For a very long time, the numbers of French Jews leaving to Israel was between 2,000 to 3,000 Jews a year. This year, we've really hit a record of French Jews who left to Israel. We had 7,000 French Jews this year. It is expected that next year there will be about 10,000. With this event, who knows, there can be many more. It also, this number doesn't take into consideration those who left to other countries, to the United States, to Canada, and other European countries. The situation is very, very serious, and there are obviously, I mean, those who are leaving, but there are many others who stay, and those who stay ask themselves the question whether they have a viable future in this country.
Well, what can and should be done to improve the treatment of Jews in France?
We at the AJC and also from the French Jewish community have alerted the government for a very, very, very long time. There are many things, I believe, that can be done. First of all, security measures need to be taken in order to protect Jewish sites. There was already an increased security, but much more needs to be done. The President Hollande and the Minister of Interior have announced that they have deployed a plan where the army will now protect a certain number of Jewish sites. This could have probably been done before. Then there needs to be done very, very clear program on counter-radicalization, something that has not existed sufficiently, I believe, in France. There needs to be work that needs to be done in prisons. We have a huge problem of radicalization in our prisons. There needs to be thinking about whether to separate those who are potentially radicalizers of others. We need to be doing much more work on hate speech and radicalization methods on the internet and social media in particular. We know now that out of the 1,000 French fighters who were involved in Syria or in Iraq, Many of them have actually become radicalized on the internet. So much more needs to be done on that one. And then finally, we need to be doing much more in terms of education in our schools. Young children need to learn about tolerance, about democracy, about other religions, if we want to make sure that this is not going to happen again.